Parshas Acharemos, Revi, Perek Yitches, Pasuk Chav Beis, Ves, Zachar, Lo, Sishkav, Mishkavei, Isha, Toi, Vahi, you should not lie with a man as one lies with a woman, it's an abomination. Pasuk Chav Gevul, V'chol Be'ma, Lo, Stin, Shach, Techa, V'l, Tamei, Ba, V'isha, Lo, Sa'amid, Sa'amor, V'fnei, Ha'behima, Behima, the Riva'a, Tevelhu, do not lie with any animal to be made impure with it. A woman should not stand before an animal for mating. It is a perversion. Rashi says, Tevelhu, Lashon Kadesh, which means harlotry, Ve'erva, nakedness, Ve'niv, and adultery. Ve'chin Ve'api al Tavlison, meaning Tavlison, which means perversion. Dava'acher, Tevelhu, Lashon Belil, which means a mixture in Irbuv Zera Adam, Ve'zera Behema, the mixing of the seed of man and seed of an animal. Pasuk Chav Dalet, Al Titamu B'chol Eila, don't become impure with all these things. For all these things, through all these things, the nations became impure, and I am going to expel them before you. That who the nations I will expel before you became impure because of these things. And the land became impure. And they recalled its iniquity upon it. And the land vomited its inhabitants. Pasuk Chavav, Ushmartem Atem, and you should watch Eschukosai Vesmishmatai, my decrees and my rule, my laws. Vlos Asumi Kol Toivos Sa'ila, you shouldn't do any of these abominations. Hazrach Vager Hagar Besochem, the resident and the proselyte who's dwelling amongst you. Pasuk Chav Zayin, Ki Es Kol Toivos Sa'il, all these abominations, Asu Anshe Ha'aretz Asher Lefneihem, the people in this land have done before you, but Titama Ha'aretz, and the land became impure. Pasuk Chav Ches, Vlos Saki Ha'aretz Aschem, and the land should not be vomit you out, but tamachem as someone you are vitamayit, kasher ka es hagoyim asher lefnehem, as it has vomited out the nations that came before you. Rashi says, Vosaki arat eschem, mashal ben melch, it's compared to a son of a king, sheach galiu davar ma'as, he eats something very repulsive, sheena omi b'mev, and his stomach can't hold it. El makiu, he vomited out. Kach arat Yisrael, so to arat Yisrael, enum mekayemes av ve'avera, does not abide transgressors, which means don't empty, emptying which means emptying itself out by expelling them. Anyone who does all these abominations, and the people doing so will be cut off from among their people. Rashi says, both male and female. You should safeguard my charge. Safeguard my charge that these abominable traditions that were done before you will not be done. And you should not become impure through them. Rashi says, this is a warning for Bezin about this idea. Don't make yourselves impure. But if you make yourselves impure, I am not your God. And you become to my followers. What benefit do I have from you? When you are deserving annihilation. That's why it says, I am Hashem, your God. Meaning here it means this idea that it's a conditional statement. Parashas Kedoshim, Perek Yitess, Pasuk Aleph. I did Hashem, Moshe Leimar, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Pasuk Beis, Daver El Bit, I called out, when he said, speak to all the Jewish people saying, V'marta Aleihem, say to them, Kedoshim, to you, be holy, Kedosh Ani El Hashem Lekechem, for I am holy, Hashem, your God. Rashi says, Daver El Bit, called out, when he said, Malamid, Shemar Parashas Zu, V'hakel. This statement has been said within it, amongst the gathering of the Jews, Mivnei Shirov Kufi Torah, Tulimah, because the majority of the essential laws of the Torah are dependent upon this parasha. Kedoshim to you, he perushim and have arayos. Be separate from arayos, min avera, and from sin. Shekol makom sh'atem motzi geder avera, erva, when you find the idea of restricting of erva, atem motzi kedusha, you find holiness. Ish ezon of achalolah, ani Hashem mekashchem. The kohen shana meri ezon achalolah, then the contrast is, I am Hashem, who sanctifies you. Lo yichalol harob, the kohen shana defile his children. Ani Hashem mekashchem, I am Hashem, who sanctifies him. Kedoshim to you, ish ezon of achalolah, that's the contrast in this psukim. Pasuk Gimel, Ish imo v'aviv tiro, a man, his father and mother, has to fear v'shabbos ha'tishmor, and you should watch my Shabbosim, and Nisham ha'kechem, I'm Nisham ha'gad. Rashi says, Ish imo v'aviv tiro, Kol echad mikem, every one of you, tiro alpha of imo, you have to revere your father and mother. So that's simple reading. Midrasho ein li ella ish. Isha mi ayheino, woman. Kshomer tirau, in the plural, kol hari kan shayim, that's two. Imke lamenamar ish, so why do you have to say man? You already know it's two. Ish sipik viyado lasos. No, a man has the ability to perform the commandment. Elisha shishlachem ala, but a woman has the subject to the authority of others, so she's not always obligated to do kibabim. Imo ve'aviv tirau, kan hiktim im la'av. Here it's saying the mother before the father. If she called the father, it's revealed before Hashem. Shaben yiras of the son reveres his father, goes from even more than his mother. Ve'chor, and with respect to honoring his parents, hiktim av la'im, the Torah has the father before the mother. If she called the father, because Hashem knows Shaben mechabez imo, the son honors his mother, goes from aviv more than his father. Because she wins him over with pleasant words. As Shabbos said to Shmaru, Samach Shmir Shabbos L'marav, because of the juxtaposition between Shabbos and fearing one's father and one's parents. Lomar Ava Pishiz Harticha, even though I warned you, Amorav, to honor, to revere your father, Imi Yom Melacha, Chalal Shabbos, if he says, Vad the Shabbos, Av the Shmalo, don't listen to him, the Chayin, the Shar, Kolins, that's also with regards to all the other commandments. Ani Hashem Mikael Kechem, Atav Avicha, you and your father are obligated to uphold my honor. Therefore, do not listen to him. To cancel my words. What's called Mora parents? Lo should become don't sit in his place. Lead Abir become don't speak in his place. Lo yaster don't contradict his words. Izu cover what's covered. Ma'achil, ma'ashke, drinking, feeding, ma'albis, dressing, middle, putting shoes, ma'achas, escorting, mostly, and escorting out. Escorting in and escorting out. Pasuk Dalet. Al tifnu el ha'alilim. Do not turn to the idols. And don't make molten gods for yourselves. And Yisham Akecha, and Yisham Regad. Rashi says, Al tifnu el ha'alilim. Do not turn to the idols. Love them to serve them. Alilim lashem el. The word el, alilim, is related to the word not. Kaloha chashuv, it's like nothing. Elim ha'asicha. Kichilasim elilim him. They're originally not entities, but if you turn to follow them, your end shall be made, shall be to make them gods. Lo sasun lachem, you shall make for yourselves. Lo sasun lachem, do not make for others. Lo achem lachem, and not others for you. Vim toma lo sasun lachem, and maybe it means do not make for yourselves. Lachem osun lachem, but other people can make for you. You shouldn't have objectively have not of yours and not of others. So the pasuk here is saying, do not make them for others and others for you as well. Pasuk K. When you slaughter a sacrifice, a big shalmim, for to Hashem, you should slaughter it to appease for you. Rashi says, if you're shachting a korban shlomim, you have to have the intention to shacht it and eat it within the time frame. Should the kvo lehem zvan achila, harik for nemar im neder nedava zeh korbanot, because we already have the time limit mentioned earlier in parak zayin. Here's what chemtis bachu tchilas vichasam tia amenas anachas rach. The outset of the shechita should have the intent to fulfill Hashem's ratzon. Shilachem lerotim should be for an appeasement for Hashem. Shim tachshuva alav machshavos psul leritzu alechem lefanai, because you have an invalid thought. It is not appeasing for you, before me. Lusonachem, appointment, which means in old French, appeasement. Zelfikshu, that's a silver ring. Rabbi Zin loved him, kind of the rabbis loved him, Sasi, because one who performs unintentional acts that of with things that are holy, Shapostles, and Ralash, Shesarch, Shiskalish, Shchot, must have the intention to slaughter. Pasuk Vav. Beyom Sivchachem, Yechel, Yamacharas. He must eat it on your day of slaughter and on the next day. But Osir Ad Yom Hashlishi, Be'esh Tisarif, and the remainder, until the third day, she burnt in fire. When you slaughter it, you should slaughter it for this intention, which I have already fixed for you. But if you eat on the third day, it's rejected. The lawyer it said is not considered pleasing. Rashi says, and if you will eat it, if it's not telling us about the rules of eating it beyond its time, we already know. There talks about the Isra of Pigel, which is Chutz Zmano. So no in L'chutz Mekamos. Maybe it's referring to this pasuk. It should be applied to talk about if you have it, the Kavan to eat in a different place. Yachol yichayv mikari smayif thought yichayv karas anchi lasa for eating it. Tam lomer nefesh achas menu avonotisa. The one who eats it, yah bears it. Sin menu tul mechaver, meaning it, but not its friend that's like it. Yotzan shchav machshav chutzizmano, excluding something which is shechted chutzizmano that's not included in karis, as the pasuk will implies earlier in parak zayin to exclude this case. Pigol, it's rejected. Misoiv, it's repulsive. Kvo umarak pigulim piklechem, the gravy that is repulsive it is in their vessels. Pasuk ches, v'ochlav avonot yisa, ki kodesh Hashem chilel, the one who eats it bears his iniquity, because it's holy, thanks to Hashem, he is desecrated, and he will be excommunicated, his soul from his people, its people. V'ochlav avonot yisa, but no sir, gomar kosmid out, we're talking about real no sir. V'inon is karis, v'inon karis, al nishcha chutzim kamo, the one who eats it, outside, to one who shechts it with the intention to be outside its place, shkar ma'isa miyuta akasov, shechts outside its place, shkar miyuta akasov, because the Torah excludes it from karis v'zeh benosar gamar b'yavar, and this is only talking about nosar, v'misachas karisus l'manam b'gzir shavah, and that we learn karisus from gzir shavah that we're talking about nosar. Pasuk gatsu, v'kutzirchem kitzir aschem lo sachala pas l'chal l'ksar, v'lak it's kitzachal lo sachal, when you reap the harvest of your land, you should not finish the corner of your field to reap it, you should not gather the gleanings of your harvest. Rashi says, "Lo sechal pas lecha, pay up the sof sadeh, or the corner of your field. Shein yechid should leave that area." V'lak kirtzecha, shivalim hanusharim. Stalks that fall away, b'shas ktsir, at the time of the reaping, achas or shtayim, one or two, that you should leave. Avas sholosha in leket, but three stalks together that fall away in leket nakel leket. Pasuk yod b'chamechal lo salel, you should not harvest the young grapes. U'per chamechal lo salkot, and the fallen fruits of the vineyard you shall gather. You shall leave for the ger and the ani. Ani Hashem kechel, Am Hashem regad. Rashi says lo solel, lo tzitol. Don't take only lo shabbat the young grapes in the vineyard. Shem nekaros, which are identifiable. Israel libos for the young grapes. Kosh in lo kesef, lo lo kesef. Doesn't have a shoulder, lo notaf, or drops, or and it doesn't drop. Like the it's just in terms of definition, the upper cluster weighs down on one another like a man leaning on his friend's shoulder. The lower clusters hang straight down, resemble the drops the dripping from the bunch. Peret charmecha, hanosharm Gregory and the small grapes, hanosharm which fall off the cluster, b'shas b'sir the time of the picking, shall leave that. Nishan lakecham daim and pro Hashem is the judge who exacts punishment. For any govim ikem el nefash, only collect lives. Shemar al tigz al dal, don't steal from a poor person. Ki Hashem yirivi v'am Hashem will fight for him. Kavak kavasam nefesh and despoil the lives of those who despoil them. Pasuk it out. Lo signovu, do not steal. Velo sichachashu, velo sichakir uishpat. And so, don't deny falsely, do not lie one man to his fellow. Lo signovu, azhara, legoni mamun. It's an azhara to one who steals money, a velo signovu, but the verse, you should not steal, which is in his Ten Commandments, azhara legoni mamun. That's referring to stealing people. Dabra halim mirano, that's in context. Which is things that people are chayev the death penalty for. Lo secha chashu, levish never, v'ki cheshba, v'gomer Torah says he denies it, misham keren mechomish, pays principle in the fifth. L'manu onish, we know the onish, but the asar, we know the negative commandment is tam alomar, this pasuk, lo secha chashu, do not deny it falsely. Lo shakar, levish never, since Torah says, cheshba shakar, you swore falsely, misham leim keren mechomish, pays a fifth and a principle, l'manu onish, you know the onish, asar, how you know the negative commandment, tam alomar, lo shakaru, you should not lie. If you're going to falsely swear if you do all this stuff. Pasuk base, don't swear my name falsely, and desecrate the name of Hashem, and Hashem, and Hashem. Rashi says, why does it say lefish nemar? Don't swear Hashem's name falsely in vain. Only if you use the name L'shem HaMiyuchad, Yekevavke. Minan Rabos Kol HaKinuim HaYino, all the other names that are also used in a Shua will be also in Isser. Tamalomar Lo Sishbu V'Shmi LaShaka Kol Shem Sheishle, any name that I have that is included in the Isser. Lo Sashok Zakovash Sachar Sachir, that's when it withholds the wages of workers. For Lo Sullin L'shem Akeva Musav HaPu'ula, that's mean the Sullin do not let it, should not go overnight, the act itself. That's right, Pasuk Gimel. Lo sashekas re'eu, lo sigzol, lo salim, pulas sachir, tchad, boker. Do not cheat your friend, do not rob a payment from the work of a hired worker And the work should not, and you shouldn't stay overnight with you until the morning. Again, Rashi says, "Lo sashok zekovish schar sfechir." That's when withholds the wages of a hired worker. Lo sullen lashon akiva musaf al paula, meaning the word sullen, which means it, the work should not stay overnight. Ad boker b'schar yom chasmid hour. We're talking about a worker who's hired for the day. She also tishkachama. He finishes at the end sunset. The first time for payment is the entire night. The Malcolm Achomer in another place says also for Shamish, the sun should not set over him. Talking about a night worker, so his completion of his work is when the day starts, when the daybreak. Therefore, that's why his collection of his wages is the rest of the day. The Torah gave time for the Balbayis, Ona, a day or night period, the Bakishma, to pay to seek money. Don't curse a deaf person. You should not have placed a stumbling block before a blind person, and you should fear Hashem. I am Hashem. She says, "It's the only God a deaf person can hear." In the man that Rabbis call Adam, how you know every person you can't curse? Hamalamar, the Amchalos, or don't curse a leader among your nations. Imkain, Lomen Amachirish. So how you know, including why does he say a deaf person if he's also included from previous pasuk? Machirish Miuchas Shubachaim. I've called Shubachaim, but some Meshin Shubachaim. It's only talking about cursing a person who's alive. So to any person who's alive, excluding some who's not alive. Don't place a summary block in front of a summa about a particular matter. Lo siti ita, which means don't give advice, you know, again, which is not appropriate to him. Altamar, don't say, Marcos sada cha bekachal cha chamor, so you feel by donkey, but ata oki, if I love, and you twist him to take advantage of him, vinot laimenu, and you take the field from him. Reason malkecha, vishad ever hazes, since this matter, eno mosul abrios, is not given to people, lay that to know, im daito shoseh, if the intent of this person, who gives a bad advice, the tova for the good, or the raw for bad, the whole lashmita, and you could escape. Lomar and say, tova is kavate, I meant well, therefore, never above, verisim alkecha, shall fear from Hashem, hamakir b'mach shavosecha, who recognizes the nature of your thoughts, v'chein, called avar hamosel l'libo shal adon osayu, anything that is given over to the heart of a person that he does, v'ein shar b'rios makirispa, and other people do not recognize, never above, verisim alkecha, it says, you shall fear Hashem.